I'm Ryan Simpson, Preston Meyer with a city councilor hat on this morning in the studio. Preston, you could always wear a lot of hats when you come in here, but
Ryan, I'm not a lot different than a lot of other people in this community.
How about your funny golf course hat? Have you golfed yet?
You know what? I have not.
What? Oh, I thought you were going to say yes.
No, you know what? I don't think our first game's actually until Saturday. Yeah. But yeah, the weather hasn't been great, but you know what? It'll get there.
Okay. Rotary hat? You excited about the big gala, 75th?
You bet. That's coming up in about 11 days. Okay. I mean, the committee's been working hard to make it one of the premier gala events. If you don't have your tickets, even though we've maybe cut them off, but we do have a couple extra that are available, so certainly reach out to us and we'll find a seat for you.
And
you want to be there.
If you had a smile cookie yet this week, because it's going to the Rotary Club 75th anniversary.
I have been, yes. Okay. It's going directly towards the project. Actually, we had a couple of boxes at the office there yesterday, and actually I'm going to be making some smile cookies tomorrow along with some of my colleagues.
I thought I saw Tim's box at the front. Were you responsible for that?
I wish I was, but next time I'll try to bring you another box.
You didn't bring me a smile.
I know, I usually bring you a coffee, but I didn't today.
What happened at the city council? Council, every time there's a meeting, a counselor comes in the next day, tell us what's going on. You want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to know what you're talking about. So what were you talking about?
Ryan, first of all, really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Again, on behalf of our mayor and, of course, my city colleagues around the table, we just really appreciate the opportunity to kind of communicate with our citizens. We always consider ourselves transparent. I think that just comes with the territory. But we really do a good job, we feel, of trying to communicate what's going on, right? And I know the mayor does a great job of really getting that message out. In fact, she does post the next morning a recap of the council meeting as well. So certainly tune into that. But last night was not only last night, the last couple weeks were actually really, really busy. So we got to spend a lot of quality time together, which was really good between AMM and the council meeting. But last night was a really important meeting to us. Of course, what it was, our finance chair, Councillor Massey, presented the 2026 financial plan. So that was our first public hearing on our only real public hearing on it. So there was a couple of things that went through. If people want to know really where the revenues come from, where the expenses go, it's a really good document, and it is actually on our website. So if you want to go there, it'll show you the 2026 financial plan. Go there, and if you got any questions, certainly you can reach out to any one of us. So part of that, what it does, it determines your property taxes. I mean, we've already passed the budget, but the couple of the things that happened is that the next steps is last night, we read the first reading of the tax bylaw. So that got passed. And then on May the 11th, we'll do the second reading. And that gives a chance for any public or citizens and so on to come and present their thoughts or any questions that they may have. Once that's done, then I believe we submit it to the province once the third reading has passed. And then, of course, the dreaded tax statements. Yep. I mean, I get that, right? But they'll be mailed out to all property owners. And, of course, like anything, taxes are due on July the 31st.
Yep. Well, the city does need money so that when you turn on your tap, clean water comes out, you got nice streets to drive on, all that kind of stuff is created through property taxes. You have a lot of people that put their faith in you. They just say, hey, yep, what you do is good. Others will go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and they want to see every little piece, don't they?
For sure.
And that's okay.
Absolutely. And we respect both sides of it, right? I mean, we certainly do our best. I mean, we call it prudent fiscal restraint. We do know that there's certain things that need to be done within the city. But this budget and this financial plan is really strong. Puts money back into our roads. We've doubled our road budget, right? You know, using the community or the Canadian community pot of money, I guess is what you call it at that point. Different things like our green spaces, right? Things that will make our community obviously that much better. Also helps us increase our reserves a little bit, save a little bit for a rainy day. So I know that our administration and our finance department has done an amazing job in trying to encapsulate all that. And of course, council will take the responsibility for that at the end of the day.
Got a few other things to talk about, and I understand we're going to learn a new word.
We'll get to there in a second.
We also have a variation.
There's a certain amount of business that goes on, whether it's a conditional use request or a variation request. So we did have one of those last night that certainly passed as well. We also did the 2026 March building report. It's probably one of my favorite pieces of any council meeting, partly because it shows what's actually going on in our community, right? It's shoveling ground. And if anybody had a chance to look at it, it's on our website as well. The numbers for the first quarter for 2026 are really strong. Follows the same pattern. We have investment in industrial and residential, commercial. We have investment in people putting money back into their homes, in repair, in both commercial and industrial as well. And then Councillor Nichols, who, of course, chair of the water side, there was an award every year we need chemicals for our water treatment plant. So it's kind of goes through what's needed. And of course, we do an RFP for all those. But the reason we always look forward to that is because there's a word in there that's always been tough for somebody to announce. Councillor Wayne Wall, may he rest in peace, of course, but always use the word sodium permanganate.
So that, well.
Can you say it?
Permanganate.
Hey, I'm actually kind of impressed.
I don't know if I could say it, though, if you just put the spelling of it in front of me and said, say this word. But
hooked on phonics,
permanganate.
Right?
Every day is a school day.
That's exactly
I've just learned permanganate.
That's right. And if you can spell it, even that much better. But no, yep. Councillor Nichols handled that very, very classily, right? I mean, you always never want to kind of get somebody's name wrong or mispronounce a word when you're certainly reading a report. Speaking of reports, mm-hmm. we had, of course, our first quarter reports. Yep. So basically, we have everything from PRED to PCRC, Sudika Chicha, see if I can remember them all. Our youth counselor, FA, does her youth council report as well. Caitlin Sandin from Bylaw and CSO does the report to tell us kind of what's mm-hmm. been going on in those areas for the last 3 months and does some comparables from last year as well, right?
All right. Lots of reports in there. A few other things we could mention,
yeah.
I know, on your list. And you mentioned shovels in the ground.
Yes.
Portage Commons just opening up, grand opening. I know people were
exactly.
there already, but it's official now.
Absolutely. I saw you there, mm-hmm. and there was just a horde of people. It was
yep.
just really, really good to see. So when they have that type of a grand opening, and especially a partnership with Dakota TP, Ken Mayer, and I know mm-hmm. the city played a bit of a role in it, to see that kind of development in our community, Ryan, just really adds to everything that we have.
And then the announcement they made that a coffee shop will be one of
yeah.
the first of possibly six businesses opening there. A lot of people, when you see on social media, what kind of business do we need in Portage? Coffee shop often comes up. So,
and what do you think?
There we go. Yes. Nagash is going to be coming here. Manitoba Company.
Who is it?
Nagash.
Nagash.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Manitoba Company. They'll be opening up. And they'll have all the specialty coffees. Kind of like a Manitoba Starbucks almost.
Absolutely. So. We look forward to that.
Anything else you want to mention? Because I know we got to share you with our coworkers.
Yeah. You know, we could certainly go on here for a long time, but just a couple quick things. We had the opportunity to spend quality time with AMM last week, which is the Association of Manitoba Municipalities. So we got a chance to spend time with colleagues from 137 different municipalities across the country. It was just a great time to spend with my council colleagues as well. We attended the Manitoba Tourism Awards, and I want to give a shout out to the Portage Unity Powwow Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Although they maybe didn't win the big award, they were certainly nominated in major categories, and it was just really good to see the representation there.
Excellent. Well,
you betcha. One last thing, if I can mention
yep.
it. I know we got to go, but.
And I got one last question when you're done,
you
too, though.
You got it.
Fun question.
I know most people, although it doesn't it indirectly and directly affects us at the end of the day. Everybody will be getting a census in their mailbox. And what we really want you to do is to make sure that you do fill that out and send it
yep.
away. It's not junk mail. Part of that reason is our funding, specifically from the provincial federal government, is a lot of cases based on per capita. So if they don't know that you live here and they don't have the number, it's not like an audit police, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just gives us an idea
numbers,
of what's,
yep.
yeah, what's in our community, and it really affects our funding. So the more funding we get, obviously we can keep taxes more in check, and it just keeps rolling from there.
Mentioned census fieldhouse survey too. That's
yes.
still able. You can fill that out
nope.
online. You want people to.
That is closed now.
Okay,
yeah,
so we were talking yep. about census when
correct.
We were saying, okay,
yep,
perfect.
Yep, yep, so that is closed now. We do have the results, and
okay.
I know our administration, you know, partner with the RM and the and Southport are just kind of going through there now, and that will give us some guidance and some direction and some insight as to exactly where we're going with that project.
Put you on the spot here, because last week
love
we
it.
Talked to Councillor SB. He was reffing the Manitoba Provincial
yes.
Arm Wrestling Championships. Now, obviously, if City Council had an arm wrestling competition, he would win. But who do you think would be second?
You know what? I mean, that's going to be tough to kind of go, because I think it depends on the maybe where you're at the time, right?
Okay.
But I mean, I guess I
you
mean,
don't want to pick anybody.
I don't
do
want
you?
To pick anybody. I'd love to see it, and maybe we might have to have an intercouncil arm wrestling association.
I see you and Councillor Porter
Ryan,
having a maybe Councillor Doyle could sneak in there. I don't.
Joe and I.
Massey,
I mean, there's just
yeah.
lots of things that actually could
Mayor,
happen.
Mayor, yeah, she could maybe slam you down. I don't know.
I think she would. I think two out of three would go to her. There's no doubt about that, Ryan.
Preston, thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Ryan, thank you.